大家下午好，
Good afternoon. I'm Tommy, software engineer from Operating System Group. I'm very happy to share with you some news about some functions of a Win 10. I want to introduce to you my colleague, who is also from the Operating System Group, and he will show you some demos and respond to some of the questions. If you have any questions, just feel free to interrupt me. And if you're interested to the tracks of the WinHack, you could go to this link to download some presentation slides. So let's start my presentation right now. Topic of this session is about dock. Docking solutions with Win 10. You may have used dock devices in your daily work. I'm going to introduce the following points. Some extension technologies, customer experiences, wireless and wired extension details. We will also provide you some guidance how to create or develop dock devices. Why is docking important now? We know that in our daily life and work, Windows tablets that offer great on-the-go touch experiences that become great desktops when docked. We have a lot of tablets in the market. And there are some new and maturing wireless and wired technology to provide great experiences. This session will highlight WiGig and USB Type-C. For wireless technology, we will talk about Miracast. I believe for the OEM, for individuals and enterprises, we know that a mobile trend is getting enhanced. More enterprises moving to common workspaces, creating a greater demand for docking solutions. Win 10 system will, for different devices of different sizes, provide docking, undocking experience. This actually is high demand. Is actually high demand for the vendors. So let's talk about the Win 10 docking user experience. The first demo, Continuum. Mr. Kurt, would you please play this demo for us? During the keynote, you may have noticed some Continuum demos. Well, this demo I'm going to show you is in more details. Surface Pro 3 is used for this demo and tab cover. So this is the tablet. Tab cover is not accessed. This is the tab mode. You will see different types of API, APP. Now, we access tab cover. The system reminds the user where you're going to retrieve from exit the tablet. You click on confirm. And then you go to the desktop module. Open the menu. This is the classic interface. APP is not shown in the complete display. The full screen, I mean. Go on. Tab cover is locked off. Then there is another reminder. Are you going to enter the tablet module? If you click on confirm, and then you see the demonstration here. The full screen of APP is shown here. Some consumers may say, this is not convenient enough because you have to click on confirm every time. Win10 provides you flexible choices for customers. Win10 will provide you a reminder, but you can change the setting. Say that you do not have to give me the reminder. You can change it by yourself without a reminder from the system. If the function is not needed, you can change it, or you can change the continuum setting. And UI will not have the adjustment. So you can change the setting by yourself. Continuum is for different module, different working module and pattern. It's a kind of specially optimized UI to guarantee the harmony and coexistence of APIs, and as well as the seamless transformation. The Windows 10 has the following targets to provide a simple, consistent, fast, and smooth end-to-end connectivity experience. The UI could have adaptability adjustment according to different scenario. To connecting or deconnecting docks. To support different definition and different devices, there are a lot of optimization in terms of display. Win10 for different DPI screens of different definitions, what kind of adaption or scaling that has been designed for Win10. Let me show you some pictures. In this picture, this is the pre-Windows 10. On the left side is the high DPI laptop. On the right side is the large screen display. Through wireless or wired scalability docking, the desktop is extended to the large screen. I think this is quite frequently seen working scenario. Prior to Windows 10, with different definition, there are some defects in terms of the display that you may encounter in your daily life. So in this amplified part, you see that the words are not that clear. The API is not self-adaptable. The OS could help APP to zoom in or zoom out. As a result, the words that is shown on the screen is not clear. Second, with different definition, then the size is not consistent. And also you will see that the words and signals are overlapped. So the layout is not rational. The words on the label is not perfect. And the words and images there is not accurate. And also for the column of tasks, if we transfer the picture to the large screen, the task bullet is not rationally zoomed in or out. It's not appropriate in reading. Last but not the least, same problems. Inappropriate display of the words or layout is not appropriate. So these are the problems prior to Windows 10. Now let's look at the layout of Windows 10. Some optimization efforts has been done. The same device, the same two devices. In amplified zones, you will see that the words are clearer under Windows 10. And the proportion is more rational. The words in ABB window is rationally laid out. And also the words and also distances between among these words is rationally designed. And the words are more accurate. And in the column of the tasks, when extended to the large screen, the layout is more rational, very appropriate zoomed in and zoomed out layout of the words when the picture is transferred to the large screen. So Windows 10 wants to provide more flexible and convenient experience for the users. Docking aims to provide one place for users to get connected to all wireless docks and managing projection settings. So the docks will be connected in a wireless scenario. Windows plus P as a fast key could also be activated for that purpose. Automated continuum mode switching could be realized based on the user intent. The manual shell continuum mode switching always available through Action Center, so it is very user-friendly and convenient. Now a few words about wireless docking under Windows 10. So the new technologies and some experiences for the users. For the wireless docking, I'll highlight WiGIT. You may be familiar with WiGIT. WiGIT 802.11ad is a new wireless technology compared to the traditional Wi-Fi. It offers a high bandwidth and very low latency and ensures a high compatibility. It has a lot of cooperation of IEEE. WiGIG is different from a traditional Wi-Fi because it runs in the 6G Hertz band, does not interfere with BT Wi-Fi or mobile broadband networks, making it a great enterprise and home solution. So it is quite clean and not much interference. WiGIG can offer up to seven gigabit throughput, an order of magnitude more than Wi-Fi, about 10 millisecond time latency, which is very low.
在 Windows 10 for WinTen system, WiGig dock. This connection model is a little bit similar to that of Miracast and in Action Center.
And we can connect, and we can also find,
also connect to the WiGig dock device.
Because WiGig can provide very
high bandwidth and low latency. So for high
resolution requirement scenarios, WiGig is a very good choice.
So in terms of WiGig, Microsoft and Gautam have been working together on this field.
If you want to build a WiGig, well, you need a WinTen system as well as relevant
WiGig chipsets and antenna, and also dock with WiGig and integration package from either Qualcomm or Intel,
which may include some drivers and additional resources. I'm not going to give you more introduction on this aspect. If you want to get more resources, we have the information about the two contact people from Qualcomm and Intel, and you can actually directly send emails to them. And besides, you can also
add their email address on the office link of Microsoft, and by which you can send messages to them directly. Now let's take a look at the WiGig demo.
In this WiGig demo, we are going to use a HP advanced wireless dock device.
Please wait a minute.
Now we see that Kurt has an HP Elite X2 device, 2-in-1 device. So coming to this, to the front from the other end of the meeting room. And so you can see that Kurt and I didn't do any operations, but when he is close to the WiGig and within the working distance of WiGig, so the connection is done automatically. And so you can see this desktop of this device, of this mobile device, is projected on this screen of the on this big screen.
Thank you, Kurt. So we can see this is automatic connection, because in WinTen there is this is a kind of optimized design targeting WiGig. In Connect, we will be able to see a special selection, a special option. So you can see that one connect automatically. And so Microsoft has this special option for WiGig, because we can imagine such a scenario in a company, and we may use one tablet or PC.
So we may take this a PC to another meeting room, and for a meeting, then we may take this device back to our office after the meeting. So if we use a working dock, and so then you can just have the automatic connection when you are back to your own seat, and then you can just sit down and start to work. So this means that the user does not need to do any operation. As long as you are connected to this device, then the following things will be done automatically. WebGig can provide very good experiences, especially for the high resolution screens and the videos. And so on the Windows system, its connection is very easy. You just click connect, and also click the device you want it to be connected to. And it also has the different extension models, duplicate, extend, and etc. Okay, coming back to this PPT, then I would like to talk about the Miracast. Miracast is more familiar to you, and a lot of devices support Miracast on the market. Miracast is a certification program of the Wi-Fi Alliance based on their Wi-Fi display specification. So the users can actually connect to Miracast and then project it to the big screen. And it uses Wi-Fi technology, and also it also supports HDCP 2.0. I would like to also emphasize another feature, which is UIBC. It's a user interface back channel. User interface, the back channel is an optional component of the Wi-Fi display specification. And we know that the audio video data is transformed from Miracast to Miracast SIM, and then so the UIBC actually allows the Miracast receiver end to be transmitted to the Miracast source. So what's a good point for this? So we can actually think about the scenario. I have a game on my mobile phone, but the screen is so small. But based on by using UIBC or Miracast, I can actually project the game on the big screen. So then on Miracast Sync, I can also connect it to the device, such as a mouse and a keyboard and etc. So then I can directly play the game on the big screen to support Miracast and UIBC's function, and is Miracast Sync. So for we have Action Tag, screen beam, and it helps achieve this kind of scenario. And so for the user, it provides better experience. Win 10 is going to support Miracast docking. This means that when the users connect to Miracast, they don't need to use the third-party softwares, and they can just no additional software is needed. So it's like what we do with WebGig. You just do it with Connect. Miracast uses the Wi-Fi technology. It does not the support of the additional hardware either. This means it's more cost effective, and it's easier to realize this function. So for Win10, Miracast together with UIBC will be able to provide a new and experience, and with more possibilities of connection.
Okay.
Then I would like to talk about the wired docking for Win 10 system. The wired docking and is mainly about USB Type-C. USB Type-C, I think that many of you are familiar with this, or at least know something about USB Type-C. USB Type-C is a new type of connector, and it's thinner, symmetric, and so that it enables the devices to be made thinner, and it's a flip able USB connector. And besides, it supports speeds up to 10 Gbps, and so this actually speed has been doubled from 5 to 10 Gbps. Besides, it has more power delivery and to about 100 watt. So this means this 100 watt power delivery means that the user can just use one USB wire to drive one traditional monitor and also transmit the data. So one USB wire is more efficient, and it's also more cost effective, because now we need to use two wires. And besides, the USB portal can also enable the use of the non-USB protocols over the same connector via alternate modes. So this means that, and so because the users are very familiar with the USB portal, and also can, together with all these different features, new features of the USB, so USB Type-C is a very good connector. So the wired docking implementation, and first the different uses. The first is connector to the multiple USB devices. The second is to use dock to charge a Windows system. And the third is output video to external display. This the overall design principles are the first just work with minimal user interaction. The second is the hardware must be able to support wired docking scenarios even without Windows interaction. And there are some hardwares, and so this means the hardware need to have this kind of supporting function. And the third designing principle is Windows' role is to help the user troubleshoot issues if things go wrong. Let's take a look at the different use scenarios. The first is to connect to the different USB devices. I think you are very familiar with this. And this is about USB hub. And the Win 10 system supports has a full support of all USB devices. So this means when the user uses a USB device, it does not need to have additional driver. And besides, it also has a dock side implementation, including USB 3.1 hub. And besides, we can use the dock to charge Windows system. I know that this is also one of the often used scenarios. And for Win 10 charging, compared with Windows 8.1, is very similar. The hardware can help decide the charging modes or charging strategies. The USB power delivery protocol has defined some roles, such as the provider and the consumer. And some devices can actually support both roles, the provider and consumer. So for this kind of dual role, devices are connected to each other, and one device can send out a power request, a power role request. If the other device accepts this request, then the charging roles can be changed. For example, now I have a Windows tablet. and one is connected to the dock or other USB wire and for charging. And now it's a consumer. If this device has a dual role, then this USB device can be also connected to a smartphone and then charge this smartphone. And so also charge a dock when the dock is not connected to the power socket. So this the charging requirement is that it first needs to support power delivery on the upstream facing port. And if the dock side can support more features and it's able to actually support more device interoperability. So for example, like 10 watt or 100 watt power charging. So this means that it has multiple power source capabilities for better device interoperability. For the device side implementation, it should support the power delivery on the docking port, and it also supports the power role swap for the better device interoperability. This means that it can provide more flexibility for the use for the users. It can actually be the consumer for the charging and also be the charger for another device. So both the supplier and the user. And besides, we can actually also have the output video to external display. This is another use case. And Win10 treats the alternate mode over USB as if it were connected using the native connector. Then the Windows system may think that this USB so this is one about the alternate mode over the USB. And besides, Windows rely on hardware or firmware to perform alternate mode negotiation. And besides, Windows presents a troubleshooting UI if a billboard device is detected. And the billboard is one type of device. And its purpose is for the better compatibility of the different devices. For example, if a USB device, which is connected to another device, which is not supportive to this type of mode, and this supporting device can provide the relevant information to tell the operating system. And then the message can be sent to the user to tell the user why this current system is not working. So this is actually about the more user-friendly protocol between the interoperability of the different devices. As for the implementation requirements, so the dock side implementation, first it needs to support the alternate mode used to output a display on the upstream facing port. And besides, it should help support the better troubleshooting. For the device side implementation, it should be able to support the alternate mode used to output display on the docking port. Here, I would like to also emphasize the USB Type-C additional requirements. And there should be some like interfaces between USB Type-C firmware and Windows so that the system can better manage and maintain the current device connection and user experience. As for the interface, there are also some specific information, and please pay more attention to the relevant information release of USB of Windows 10.
Last part, how to identify a device as a dock. We take it as a separate part of the presentation is because you've shown the continuum demo. So when you connect or disconnect tab cover, Windows 10 could properly identify docks, which allows Windows to deliver the correct user experience, a consistent user experience, to be more specific. The prerequisite is that the Windows system could identify the interface of a dock. For example, when a dock is connected to a tablet, Windows 10, by using automatic hinting, could instate the correct screen orientation, and also to provide continuum hinting, auto exit or entry of tablet mode to bring a better customer experience. For different types of docks, Microsoft 10 will have different modes in identifying different dock types. For wireless docking, like Wygate or Miracast, the OS could completely deal with the relevant status, the docking status, and also the display. It doesn't require devices to have the interoperability of these devices. Second, for those non-USB and special interface docks, Windows 10 and Windows 8.1 are similar. For example, developer could use GPLP to notify the OS whether a dock is connected. OS could judge on the GPS mid-terminal the status of GPL to understand whether there is a dock connected and to make corresponding adjustment and provide hinting to the customers. Docking state indicator, it's a kind of instruction. Developer could use it to set up GPL information. If you're interested, you could get more details from ESPN. For USB docks, OS could set OS a descriptor to judge whether there is a dock connected. So let's look at the OS descriptor in more details. Those who are familiar with the OS development, there are different types of OS descriptors. For example, the Microsoft provides a set of proprietary device classes and USB descriptors, which are called Microsoft OS descriptors. Developers could use it to set up the status. And through the query, developers could search and better understand the status of this descriptor. But in the market, there are some non-standard devices, non-standard OS descriptors devices. Microsoft Microsoft has a proprietary descriptor named MODs. With MODs, developers has ability to define custom properties to make sure whether there is a dock connected, whether there are some in-dock screen or mouse. With the help of MOD, the OS could store more information, such as the drivers, the images, and other relevant information, which could be stored in the MOD. MOD, in the lower part of this slide, there are some custom properties relevant to docks. So the Windows 10 could support the following functions: whether there is a dock, whether there is an inbuilt function, has a built-in keyboard, whether there is a built-in mouse, etc. And there are more properties will be added. So much about the MOD. Those who are familiar with USB development, you just need to support MOD, that is enough. This session has the following objectives: Windows 10 user experience for both wired and wireless docking, including Continuum and WiGig and Miracast and USB Type-C. Different connection solutions are provided. With that, you will have various targeted solutions for docking. We've also talked about some technologies to support the wireless docking, the descriptor. For more information, you could contact me or Kurt for more information, or you could go to the show stand to get more information. So there are some resources on MSDN, including GPIO buttons, indicators. You could have further information about that on this link. In conclusion, I hope you could complete this evaluation. You could scan this code to decode and to provide your input so that Microsoft could do an even better job in the future. Thank you very much for your attention. One more word. In the evening, there will be a banquet, a party actually, on the 32nd floor of this building. You could have a networking during the party and enjoy the dinner. Everyone is welcome for the dinner. And when the session is closed, would you please return your headset to the information desk? Thank you very much for your cooperation. Thank you.